Shalom Aleichem, Erev Shabbat Shalom, from the hills of Yerushalayim. We'd love to learn together some Nesivos Shalom, L'chavod Shabbos, L'chavod Parshas Kisavo. Following the Tochacha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, he calls them together and he says, you've seen everything. You've seen everything that Hashem did. You saw how he took down Paro, all of the miracles, the incredible wonders. However, v'lo natan Hashem lachem lev ladat ve'inayim lirot ve'aznayim lishmo ad hayom hazeh. But you haven't truly attained a heart that has the ability to understand, to know, and eyes that have the ability to truly see, and ears that have the ability to truly hear until this day. Something special about this day, right at the end of the Torah, right at the end of the 40 years, right following the Tochacha, when Moshe Rabbeinu has restated the covenant and reaffirmed the covenant between Hashem and the Jewish people, together with the Tochacha, foreshadowing that which is going to come when the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael and Har Grizim and Har Eval. But this day, soon before the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, soon before the entrance into Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't until this day that Klal Yisrael finally have a deep understanding and perspective to be able to appreciate who they are, what the Torah is, our mission, what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be commanded and to be guided by God Himself through the Torah. Why? What was significant about this day? So Nesiv Shalom begins by quoting Rashi on the Pasuk. And Rashi says, Shamati, which is fascinating, why Rashi says, Shamati, I heard. She'oto yom natan Moshe Sefer Torah levnei Levi. On that day, Moshe gave a Sefer Torah to the tribe of Levi. Like the Pasuk says, later on, Vayitna l'kohanim b'nei Levi. Says Rashi, Bo, kol Yisrael lifnei Moshe. They saw that Moshe just gave the Torah to Levi, and the entire Jewish people looked at that and were astonished, and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Af anu amanu b'har Sinai, v'kibalnu et ha-Torah, v'natna lanu, u'mata mashlitet b'nei shivtecha aleha. Moshe, we also got the Torah. We also stood at Har Sinai. Why are you just giving the Torah to Levi today? Why are you making them special? Your own tribe. V'yomru lanu, yom machar, lo lachem nitna, lanu nitna. And they said to Moshe, the Torah was given to us. Where's our Torah? We want the Torah. Why are you just giving it to Levi? V'samach Moshe al hadavar. V'al zot amar lehem. Hayom hazeh niyeta la'am. Hayom hazeh hivanti. She'atem dvekim v'chafitzim b'makom. Maybe it was some sort of trick. Maybe it was some sort of test. Or maybe it was sincere and it just happened naturally. But the response of the Jewish people, when they saw that Hashem was giving the Torah, that Moshe was giving the Sefer Torah to the tribe of Levi on that day, when they responded, we want the Torah, it's not fair, give the Torah to us. That moment was a profound moment. That was the moment that finally the Jewish people expressed exactly who and what they were meant to be. The deepest desire for the will of God, for the wisdom of God, as contained in the Torah. It's not fair. We want the Torah. It's beloved to us. It's dear to us. It's meaningful to us. It's valuable, precious to us. Don't just give it to Levi. Give it to all of us. And then the Nesiv HaShalom quotes what the Saba Kedisha of Lechavich said. He said, what about this day? Why this day? He said, because on this day, Ra'am Moshe Godel Chavivut v'Godel Ha'ava Shel Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Chafetzim B'Torah. That on this day, the Jewish people expressed, embodied, showed how much they love and want and desire the Torah. V'Amar Al Zeh, and the Sabbath Kaddish of Lechavich said, Ein Yehudi Yachol Lagia L'Madrega Shel Lev Ladas, Ladas Hashem. You know what defines a Jew whose heart is in connecting intimately and knowing God. Ve'inayim liros es gdolos gadlos habore. You know what it means to have eyes that can see the greatness of God. Ve'aznayim lishmo, ears that can hear the depth and the wisdom and the inspiration that God wants to give us. Ela al yedei chavivos. The defining characteristic of what it means to be a Jew is to be in love and totally, totally enthralled by Hashem and by the Torah, by His wisdom. Shekasher yesh liyudi chavivut, az magiyahu lemadrega sheyesh lo leiv ladas veinayim liros veoznayim lishmoa. That when a Jew is in love with the Torah, in love with his Jewish identity, in love with mitzvos, and deeply pained by not being able to have it, that is the defining factor of being a proud, being a deeply defined, identified Jew. And after 40 years, the Jewish people got to this point. And he quotes the Rav Tzadik, Rabbi Yehuda Leib, Shekasav, Shekasher Mar and Saba Kedisha Mislanim Zechus Again Alinu Chazar Al Mamar Zeh. That when the Saba Kedisha said this, he shook his head and said, "Oy Chavivus, Oy Chavivus." That's what it all boils down to. That's what we're striving for. We're striving to be in love with the Torah. We're striving to be so enthralled, be so connected to Hashem's wisdom. He goes on and he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that many of us are familiar with, that on Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar twice. One time sitting down and then again standing up. We blow shofar before the Shmoneh Esrei and again during the Shmoneh Esrei. Rashi says, why do we do that? The Gemara says, Kedei la'arbev es ha-satan, in order to mix up the satan, in order to confuse the satan, that negative energy that's working against us. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Sheyishma Yisrael mechavin et ha-mitzvos mistatmin dvarav. You know what the satan's going to see? He's going to see, wow, look how much the Jewish people love the mitzvah of shofar. They're doing it once and they're doing it again. I have no chance. That negative energy, that prosecution that's working against us, when we're so passionately in love with the mitzvah of shofar, the satan's just going to give up. Wow, and such an important lesson for us in life. How many of us experience negative energies, whether internal negative energies pushing us in certain directions, or external negative energies in society, in community, in relationships, and or in social media or in media in general. And we're pushed and we're pulled in all sorts of different directions. But when a Jew is able to actualize, and when a Jew is able to express and to bring to the front of his consciousness and to his emotions and to his functions how much he loves Torah, he loves mitzvos, that negative energy melts away. It's no match. It's no match for the passion that we have. We could do a mitzvah with all of its details. The negative energy is going to come against us. But when we start feeling the passion of the mitzvah, when we start being so, when it fills our bodies up, fills our emotions up, our minds up, and we become excited in the mitzvah, that negative energy melts away. And it can't possibly overcome that passion of the Jew. Continues in Nisiv Shalom and says, and we see this in the very opening, the very first special mitzvah, the parsha of Bikurim. What's the mitzvah of Bikurim? The mitzvah of Bikurim is that a farmer is working all year long, plowing and planting, and finally, when the springtime comes, begins to see the first fruits of his labor, and he sees that little bud of that first fruits, and he ties a little ribbon around it, and he says, "This is going to be Bikurim." And it's so dear to him. It's so special to him. That first fruit, that first grape, that first date, that first olive, that first pomegranate. Wow, what a simcha for the farmer after months of toil and faith and hope and hard work. But what does he do? This beloved fruit, this beloved grape, this beloved olive? No, that's not for me. That I'm giving to Hashem. My bikurim, my reishis, the thing that's most dear, most precious to me, the result of all of my labor, of all of the months, of the whole, of all of the seasons, that I'm giving to Hashem. Shemoser l'Hashem Yisbarach hasdavar hayakar v'chashuv lo biyoter. Zemorel godel achavivus. Because you know what a Jew is showing when he gives Hashem that first olive, that first grape, that first fig, that first date? You know what's the most precious thing to me? Not the money, not the harvest, not the fruit, not even the delicious taste of the sweetness of that grape. No. You know what's even sweeter? When I give it to Hashem. When I use it as a means of connecting me to Hashem, connecting me to the Jewish people, connecting me to Yerushalayim. That's the sweetest. To take the things in our life that are chaviv, and then to give them to Hashem, that shows us that the greatest chavivus, the greatest passion, the greatest joy that we have, is when we can use all of the things in our life to deepen our connection to Hashem. And continues in the Nesivos Shalom and says, as he often does, this is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is a whole day, a whole world of chavivus, the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. The delight in the peace and serenity of the day Me'einu L'mhaba, the day where we put all of our work and all of our worldly things aside, and it's just about connection with the deepest, truest things, with Hashem, with Torah, with family, with tefillah, with our neshamos. The whole inyan of Shabbos is experiencing the chavivus of being a yid. Says in the Nesivos Shalom, this is connected to the famous Rosh Tevos that Shabbos stands for, Shabbat Bo Teshuv. That Shabbos is a day of tshuva. Shabbos is a day of return. Returning to what's really, really important, what's really true, what's really good, our essence. And when we return to that which is that, the most essential things in life, ourselves, we quiet all the noise, we return to our families, we return to Hashem, to our homes, to our shul, to our neshamos, to the wisdom of Jewish people, to Jewish community. That's the ultimate tshuva. And we do it all in the context of oneg, of joy, of simcha, of chavivus. It's a celebration of the things which are truly important. That's tshuva. Tshuva is coming back to the point of celebrating, feeling the joy, feeling the chavivus of all of the fundamental points of being a Jew. And Nesivos Shalom concludes with one last connected idea. As we know in the Parsha, we have the Tochacha. And the Tochacha is so painful, so dark, so gloomy, so scary. And then near the end of the Tochacha, the Torah says, and why are all these happening? Why are all these terrible things happening? Tachat asher lo avadata Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav mirov kol v'avadata toivecha. It's all happening because you didn't serve God with joy, with glad-heartedness, from all of the gifts that He'd given us. And we went and we served other nations. And there's a question that's in the Mefarshim. I don't understand. The Torah is very clear. The Tochacha, all these curses, which any student of Jewish history knows, we've gone through them, the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, other terrible, painful chapters in Jewish history. The Torah is very clear why they happened. They happened because we didn't listen to Hashem. We didn't observe His mitzvos. We didn't live up to who and what He wanted us to be. But now the Torah goes back and gives us another reason. Because we didn't serve Hashem with joy, with gladness. The Rechaim HaKadosh answers this question. He quotes and says, really, the Torah can be divided into two parts. The first part is all because we didn't serve God properly. We didn't listen to His voice. We didn't follow the mitzvos. We didn't live up to our potential. But from this pasuk onwards, the rest of the tocha, that's because we didn't serve Hashem with joy and with gladness, with chavivus. But the Nesiv HaShalom says, no, a little bit different. He says, Kial kol pshaim t'chasa avam. He says, because there's such an unbelievable principle that's found in Hasidic literature and in the Torah of the Tzaddikim. Such an important idea, such a fundamental idea for all of us, especially in this generation. We all make mistakes. We're all imperfect, especially me. We have moments that we don't live up to our potential. We have moments that we don't listen to the word of Hashem, or we don't have enough self-control to overcome the lusts and the desires of this world. And we fall, and we do things that we're not proud of between us and Hashem, or Chas Shalom between us and other people, or Chas Shalom between us and ourselves. And we mess up. However, a Jew needs to know. Pshav shel Yehudi ma'od yesh lo etza shel t'chasa ava. That even when we make mistakes, there's a secret. Fall back in love with Hashem. Reconnect to the chavivus, reconnect to that passionate love of those things which were so full of joy and full of tremendous deep emotional connection to God. And this is one of the primary claims against a Jew. It's a simple thing that nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. And the truth of the matter is, the prosecution against us is not going to, it's not really concerned with our imperfections. Hashem created us imperfect. He knows. He knows that we're imperfect. But you know one of the claims against us? If we sinned, that could be easily explained. Our animal instincts, our lust, our lack of self-control. That's who we are. That's how we're created. We're honest. It's against our will. There's forces sometimes more powerful than us. Aval achar shechata, lama lo himtika mali de ava mechasa al kol pshayim. I understand that you sinned, heaven says to us. But why didn't you get up afterwards and involve yourself with a get back to the relationship? Show Hashem how much you love him. Get back to the Torah, get back to tefillah, get back to chesed. Fill yourself up with the chavivus of being a yid again. That's going to be a claim against us. And that we have to take accountability for. Of course we have to take accountability for trying our best to never fall, to not make mistakes. But if we're in love with Hashem, if we're in love with Torah, if we're in love with mitzvos, so go there. Do that. Actualize that. Okay, you fell. Okay, you messed up. You made a mistake. In any type of part of life. But then go back to the relationship because Hashem is there waiting. The Torah is there waiting. Shabbos is there waiting. Chesed is there waiting for us to engage and to fill ourselves up with that chavivus, with that tremendous passionate joy of what it means to be a Jew, what it means to fill ourselves up with Yiddishkeit. With Avas Hashem, with the Simcha of being a Yid. In b'koach ha'tshuva shel Shabbos bo tashuv b'v'chinas as tesaneg al Hashem v'im al yidei ha'chaviva sheyudim ma'or b'kiyum ha'mitzvos shezoi etzel Yehudi l'chas al kol pshayim ba'ava. This is such an important strategy. This is such an important tool. This is such an important idea to know in life. If we fall, that's part of life. But what are you passionate about? What are you in love with? Are you in love with Torah? So run back to the Torah. Whether it's Chumash, Tanakh, Halacha, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Jewish philosophy, Chassidus, Musar. Find that place in Yiddishkeit that you love, that makes your heart on fire, and run back to it. Show that that's where your Chavivus is. That's what you love. Al kol pshayim, on all sins, on all iniquities, on all brokenness, Techas Ahava. The love covers it up. Because Hashem knows our true dedication. He knows where our heart really lies.
V'zeu perush ha-pasuk tachas asher lo avadata. And this is such an unbelievable pshat in what the Torah is telling us in the Tochacha. You know why all these things are happening? Because you didn't serve Hashem with love, with joy, with gladness, with simcha, with that passionate energy of connection. Obviously, all of the curses happen, the punishments happen, because of our shortcomings, because of our falls, because of our neglect of our purpose and our mission here in this world. But there was a way out. There was a way of fixing. There was a way of even causing Hashem to overlook our mistakes. What's that? Passionately connecting to the tremendous gifts of Yiddishkeit, of godliness, of holiness, of sanctity, of goodness, of morality, of everything that the Torah and mitzvos have to give us. Had we showed Hashem that that's truly where our heart lies, He would have been willing to overlook the fact that we didn't listen to His voice, because we would have showed, we would have embodied, we would have actualized the fact that we're truly madly in love with Hashem. Just sometimes our animal soul gets the better of us. That's really why the punishments came. Yes, we messed up, and we're accountable for our mistakes. We're accountable for our shortcomings. But when we show Hashem how truly in love we are with Torah, with mitzvos, with Yiddishkeit, with Shabbos, that cleanses, that wipes away the anger, wipes away the frustration of our shortcomings, because our true self is shining at that moment. Al mashahaya biyadu l'takin v'lo tikin shlo achaz be'etza sheyesh lehudi, because you didn't use this tremendous etza, this tremendous tool, this tremendous strategy, not in a fake way, in a real way. And this is something uniquely Jewish, based on our unique special relationship with Hashem, based on our special gift of Torah, our special gift of Shabbos, our special gift of mitzvos. We can run back there. And if we do that, then there's nothing to be scared of. There's nothing to be afraid of. Because our true identity, our true heart and soul, our true essence has shined in the Torah and in the mitzvos that we're passionately in love with. And this is Shabbos. Shabbos is a day, every single week, no matter what happened that week, we get ready for Shabbos, we clean our house for Shabbos, we cook for Shabbos, we go to the mikveh for Shabbos, we get dressed in our beautiful Shabbos clothing, we gather together with our mishpachos, we go to shul, we learn the parsha, we connect with the deep beauty of Shabbos, and all of a sudden, what happens? The darkness of the 6 days of a week melts away. The anger, the mistakes, the shortcomings, the sins, they could be forgotten, because our soul is shining, our essence is shining in our Oneg Shabbos. We show Hashem, I love my neshama, I love my Yiddishkeit, I love Shabbos, I love being with my mishpacha in this world of serenity and holiness, with Oneg Shabbos, with the Zmiros of Shabbos, with the Torah of Shabbos. Al kol pshayim t'chase ava. And then Sibashalom has an unbelievable raya, the famous Gemara that says, even if a person did the worst of idolatries, but keeps Shabbos properly, in its essence, Hashem will forgive. Because he's shown where his heart truly lies. He's shown what his chavivas is. there's so much negative energy in the world pulling us and pushing us in so much direction. But come Shabbos, we say, Hashem, I love you. This is my true passion. This is who I truly am. And this is by shofar as well, like we said. That more than tkiyah itself, when we show Hashem that we love the shofar, we love that sound that's coming to awaken us, we're in love with it from the deepest places in our soul. The Satan just gives up. That negative energy just gives up. There's nothing to fight against anymore. Our true allegiance, our true essence has been revealed. This is a lifelong journey. It's a lifelong job, mission. Not all of us are necessarily so in love with Torah, so in love with Hashem, so in love with Shabbos right now. And love takes work. Love takes time. But Hashem should bless all of us. And whether it's one mitzvah, one part of the Torah, one detail of our Yiddishkeit, find it. Find that thing or those things that our heart just fills up with such passionate, joyous, emotional depth of connection. That our heart just soars, our soul just soars in that thing. The chavivas. Because Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, today that you've shown me how dear and beloved the Torah is to you, now you're a Yid. Now you're the Jewish people. That's Shabbos, that's Shofar, that's Bikurim. Hashem should help us find those areas of Yiddishkeit, find those areas of Torah that we're just so in love with, that our heart just soars more than anything else in life. That our essence comes out. And when that happens, the darkest parts of our past or of our present can temporarily melt away. Yes, we have to keep working, refining ourselves, growing, sanctifying ourselves. But the greatest step forward is finding that passion, that love of Yiddishkeit, that love of Torah and mitzvos, that all that darkness melts away. The Shabbos.